If we step on into the gallery.
The museum's groundbreaking was just days after white supremacists rallied in Charlottesville. Now, the opening comes on the heels of the blackface scandal surrounding Virginia's governor and an ensuing conversation about racism. Museum Chief Christy Coleman says it's past time for Americans to set aside myths about the Civil War and its aftermath and confront the realities.
You know, I've said this more times than enough now. We'll never get right with each other if we don't get the history right.
The new American Civil War Museum tries to do just that. It's unprecedented in its attempts to tell the entire story of the war, not just from the northern and southern perspectives, but through the eyes of women, immigrants, natives, and enslaved African Americans.
The old master didn't tell no one they was free.
All in a context made possible by integrating the former Museum of the Confederacy's extensive collections with the latest scholarship and research.
We're going to continue on with the gallery tour. This way, please.
On a recent tour, curator Kathy Wright steps into the final exhibition space, where a portrait that once hung in the Museum of the Confederacy takes up an entire wall. It pictures Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. But in this new space, it's directly opposed by an enlarged and colored photograph of eight black men in suits, African-American lawmakers elected in Virginia during Reconstruction.
This group of men are legislators who were in the Virginia House of Representatives in the 1870s.
The building itself is also a juxtaposition, a $25 million masterpiece of glass set against the crumbling brick of Tredegar Ironworks, the foundry that made cannons for both the Confederate States of America and the United States.
So we're going to go up and we'll look out over the river here and over the ruin wall.
All of it overlooking the James River, once a thoroughfare for human cargo. At the outbreak of the war, Richmond was home to the second largest slave market in the U.S. This museum doesn't mince that history. Before you even walk into the first exhibit, curators make clear this conflict was about that human cargo.
So we felt, you know, we're not going to sit here and go down this road of debate about states' rights and westward expansion or any of these other things. It's slavery. Full stop.
That directness might challenge some people's notions of the Civil War, but that's the point, says CEO Christy Coleman.
This idea that we can't re-examine or give the fullness of the story of our past is problematic. It's extremely problematic.
Coleman is an historian who served on Richmond's Monument Avenue Commission. That group advised the city to add context the Confederate monuments that still stand in the state's capital. Coleman hopes that by learning our nation's history in all its complexity and humanity, we'll be better prepared to confront today's challenges.
I think we stand a better chance of acknowledging that we still have a lot of work to do. It's not hopeless, but it's possible.
The American Civil War Museum's grand opening is this Saturday. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.